Mr. I let you.
Hey, get in here. Dallas is about to start.
Can I buy you a drink? Grab your bourbon and branch. And welcome to the Ewing Barbecue. My name is Mary.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is Josh here out on the balcony at South Fork.
Oh, yeah. I'm out by the pool. This is the podcast where we drink and talk about Dallas. Tonight, I am drinking The Men's Room by Elysian Brewing in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, okay. Delicious. I'm drinking my regular Pinot Grigio.
And it's bourbon and branch here.
Oh, yeah.
As always.
As always.
And just if y'all want to know, it's the Boda Box, which is like 40 glasses of wine in a box, and it's really good. And it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Really wine good. In a box.
I have been known, mostly when I go to my cabin in the summer, to get the black box. I think it's called the black box of red, Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 75 glasses of wine, and you're just like constantly like, boop, boop.
It disappears because when it starts getting a little warm, you go add some more to it to cool it off.
Oh, see,
and then you're like, oh shit, I'm drunk.
Did anyone see the DVDs from the 30th anniversary?
No.
That were released.
I have it.
There was a behind the scenes thing where they were at dinner. The cast was at dinner before.
Yes.
And Patrick Duffy is talking about wine in a box.
Really?
I don't remember.
So it's not just
us.
Okay.
And he was explaining it to Hagman, and Hagman was like, "What the hell? What's this wine in the box crap?"
Most is not good.
Most of it is
a black box and the Boda box are great.
Yes, exactly.
It's like drinking champagne for the most part.
No, and I didn't realize there was a DVD of that 30th anniversary.
Oh, you don't have it?
No, I don't.
It's fucking good. I'm on there, Mary. I'm the one screaming whenever they're on the balcony.
Really? Oh my God.
Whenever and Bobby says that, and then I go, "Wow!" And it's so loud. I'm right by that boomstick,
The
guy and the Patrick Duffy goes, "He goes, well, I'm glad you're having a good time." He's talking to me. We're all seeing him right there.
Can you see any of us on camera?
I saw myself a couple times too.
Oh my gosh,
I have it.
I saw myself, and I was at the end when they were getting into the limo at the end near the end credits, and I had my camera out and I was shooting JR as he was going into the car, and I was like, "Oh my God, I just shot Hagman."
It's a good DVD. I liked it. I thought it was good.
And
of course, we were there for all of it. But the beginning, they are at a dinner. It's like the cast and they're filming their dinner, and they're all kind of reminiscing. It's really good. I like it.
And that's where Duffy talked about the wine in the box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tonight, we are talking about season 2, episode 4, Bypass.
Where does your brother fit in all this?
Yeah, he needs more experience, Dad.
How many years is it going to take? 5, 10, 15?
Dad, when you told me to take over you and all, you said I could handle it any way I saw fit, and that's the way I see it.
Dad, it seems you're not above making deals on the hospital
Daddy
steps.
Daddy is sick upstairs, sick because of you.
You're just moving too fast, boy.
He's scheduled for open-heart surgery this morning.
If anything happens to Daddy, I'm going to be by your side 24 hours a day. You're hiding something, JR, and I'm going to find out what it is.
You're clamping, Mike? VTech.
It is written by David Jacobs and Arthur Bernanthuis. It was directed by Corey Allen, and it aired on October 14th, 1978.
And it rated number 52 in the ratings. So, this was the first episode to focus on Jock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is the episode where Bobby decides he really doesn't want to be involved in Ewing Oil. He wants to do his own thing. He wants to start, is it a construction business? Jock is all like, "I planned it for you to be you and JR running it, and so like fight your way into it." And Bobby's like, "Yeah, I don't want to fight every day, so I want to do this other thing." And then so he's upset about that, and then so he goes to yell at JR about it, and then in the middle of that, he has a heart attack.
The slowest heart attack in creation. He's dropping to the ground.
The most dramatic. Oh my God. And then Sanford and Son ask
Harvey. You tell me you're leaving the Ewing Oil Company. Because of the Ewing Oil Company.
And a fun fact that I noticed, because this is a crazy story. This is before, for all people that are my age or younger that are listening to this, this is before 911. Because I remember, I think it was like in the late 80s maybe, it was like a law, you had to have 911. But to have 911, you had to have a actual road address.
Right.
Well, my grandparents lived on this dirt road in the middle of Mississippi, and we had no street names out there. Everybody just knew it was like the right turn off County 86 or whatever. So they actually named that road after my family because we had four family members that lived on that road. Because of 911.
Because of 911.
So if you notice.
Exactly. Did you have a lot of emergencies back then?
I'm sure there's people cut their hands off and shit. And, chicken houses, cattle problems, all that. So basically what we're saying is if you look at this call at first, then you see him do his little rotary dial or whatever he does. And he says, operator, send the ambulance to South Fork. And it hangs up.
Like everybody knows where South Fork branches.
Exactly. So, and then instead of giving him CPR like you would do, he gets behind him and holds his neck in his chin, which really bothers him.
Yeah,
that's my bad. That's my bad.
That's going to help. And that ugly ambulance.
Oh my God, it was like
old school.
It looked like a Ghostbusters wagon.
Oh, it was 100% a Ghostbusters wagon. 100%. Yes.
We have one of those in my town at a bakery. They have it's like an old school thing, and I don't know why. But before we go deep in, there were a couple of casting notes.
Okay.
Jeb Ames is played by Ed Nelson in this episode, but was replaced by Sandy Ward. And we have the first appearance of Barbara Babcock as Liz Craig. She went on to Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Oh, did she now? My mom loves that show.
Yes.
Yeah, so we also had our first on-screen DAR meeting in this episode.
Actually, it was two, wasn't it? It was one day, and she's like, we'll meet again tomorrow. I'm like, how many damn times do you have to meet?
Well, they have to do something with their lives, because they're not doing anything else.
Exactly.
Is that the Daughters of the Alamo? Or
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yes.
Oh, that one, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, and that is a truth. That is a true thing.
And I only know that really because sad. I looked it up when I was a kid.
And we finally see them off the ranch doing something like you said. So that was nice.
And I love Sue Ellen has a line here where she's talking about the theme of to raise money that they're doing. And she's like, something for the underprivileged, but not too depressing.
Why don't we adjourn and meet back here tomorrow? We have to think of a theme for our dance that would show our concern for the underprivileged, but something not too depressing.
I know. I love that. I saw that. Yes.
It was their pioneer theme dance.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
So
I like
that.
I want to go back to right out of the gate, the first we see the cattle drive and the Ewing helicopter. Yeah, who the hell thought to put the camera on the ground so the cows could run over it and the dirt flying at the camera?
I don't know, but I noticed how long that scene lasted. I don't understand why they showed the cattle so long.
Yeah, we know Jock was working it. Okay.
And Ray's jeans were very tight and very up high. They were very high on his waist. Oh, I know it's because I know he was straddling the horse, but they were extra high on this episode. If you will look at them, I noticed things like that.
But you could see a precursor to the heart attack when Jock was talking to Bobby, and he grabbed his wrist for a second, very subtly.
I didn't notice that.
Yes,
actually.
You're correct. And I also noticed something in this episode that I've never noticed before, and I don't know if it's because I'm now, a little bit older than the last time I watched it, but I'm now seeing Jock as, a person, right, instead of just, a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Jock is dressed kind of like he's trying to be sexy.
Oh, yeah. He's got the unbuttoned top a little bit.
His shirts are always unbuttoned pretty far to show, his chest, and he always has that, necklace, and he has his rings. He's got his bling.
He's getting ready for Julie Gray's return.
Right.
He's got to keep the sparkle in Ellie's eye.
Right. It's sexy Jack. In this whole episode, there's a lot of sexy Jack. Just saying.
Yeah. And he had that,
including.
He had that nurse, fawning over him.
That's true. But, one of the first shots we see of him in the hospital, he's laying in the bed with an oiled up chest. It's all oiled up.
I'm thinking old man chest, put a gurney on you or something like that.
Why is he so shiny? He's so shiny. Yeah, they oiled him up to take some sexy pictures. I don't know.
Did we all like JR's hangover? Miss Ellie's reaction to the smell from the rum?
Right.
Yes, I saw her face when she had to close
the
door.
And who puts, so he's putting a raw egg into a Bloody Mary. Why?
It is, okay. It is a raw egg. It's a raw egg, Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, Bloody Mary mix, and lemon juice. Yes, it works. Yes, I've done it, and it is disgusting. It is a Southern thing, I promise.
It's a thing. Okay.
Yes, it's disgusting. It's a real thing. That's why I was like, hey.
Does it have to be a raw egg? Can you cook the egg?
No, it's a raw egg. But the thing is, even though you still get that consistency, like that taste, the Tabasco and the Worcestershire sauce is what covers it up.
Okay.
So, and then the lemon juice kind of cuts the bitterness. So, yes, it does work, but you can't sip it like he was doing. You have to chug it. You have to do it right away, right. Chug it, and it's gone. And within 30 to 45 like, minutes, you will feel better.
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna write this shit down.
Kind of like Rocky drinking those raw eggs.
Right, because it just seems like that would just make you throw up. That's what I would think.
It will. The texture would give. That's why he stirred it up. Because if you leave it unstirred, then it's like a big yolk in your mouth. Uh-huh. But if you stir it up, you get the Tabasco and the Worcestershire cuts it all out. The lemon juice is just kind of like and the Bloody Mary, the tomatoes.
Whoa. Okay.
It's not good, but it works. I promise. Okay. I've done it many, many, many times.
I trust you.
So wait. When Bobby drove his car over to Jock, he was basically across the driveway on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because then he walked back across. Was it necessary to waste the gas to drive over there?
Yeah. I don't
know.
Yeah.
And we also, if you notice, that was South Fork before the construction of the convention center on the side.
Right.
It was before it became touristy, and you could see it was more open. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't all those extra buildings on the side there, which is interesting.
I assume those were built way, way later, but maybe not.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that stuff was built later, because it wasn't there in this episode.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, was it, like, in the 80s that stuff was built, or?
I think it was built in the, some of it was built in the 80s, and they had to do clever camera work.
Okay.
So that you didn't see houses and stuff behind it.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Hmm.
Like, they built the rodeo place, which you see on the tour. They built that off to the side, that little oil derrick.
I've never gone on a tour, so.
Oh, you've never gone on a tour. Mm-hmm. I just walk in. I don't pay because I know everybody.
I've been there two times, once in 2008 and once in 2018. And
I've been there three times.
Both for Dallas things. So, yeah, there wasn't really like a tour so much. But it was fine.
Oh, okay.
We had a grand time.
We did have a grand time.
Yeah. Had a good old time.
Oh, yeah. So, am I wrong? Are there new secretaries again?
Yes, at least one. I thought that too.
Yeah, it's from the a temp agency in Dallas that they keep sending women over there.
But
Connie is the same, but I think she's played by somebody else.
Okay,
the dark-headed one is Connie Bobby's, because he just throws that map at her and was like, roll this up when he's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a mess, roll it up, throw it away. Boom.
Yes, that's what I say. That's probably one of my bads. Because he's fighting with JR about wanting to stay for the meeting. And JR's telling him he's got to go to that factory or whatever. And they go back and forth. And finally he's like, okay. And he leaves. Now he's still pissed off and he punches the buttons in the elevator. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of a pussy in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bobby is kind of a pussy in this 100%. Episode. For real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. And then as the elevator closes, the other one opens. And that stupid Jeb and Willie Mae, whatever, come out. And then
Jeb Ames and Willie Joe Carr.
Yes, and that is my favorite line.
Hey, you doing, boy?
JR? Well, you looking real good.
Well, thank you. You know, I got a hell of an idea. I thought we might go over to the club, have a drink. I don't know about you, Willie Joe, but my friend here and I could use a little steam bath.
Hey.
Especially you. Darling, I get any more calls, you tell them I'm out for the rest of the day, and maybe the rest of the night, too. What do you say? Yeah, I tell you, call my wife, tell her I won't be in for dinner.
And then you just know, like, he's going to get laid. They're going to the strip club and they're going to get laid.
Exactly.
That's it. Gotta love JR.
Yeah. And Jeb and Willie Joe are just like creepy sleazeballs.
Oh, yeah. Like, 100%.
Yeah, gross.
I think Jock says they're about as trustworthy as two stepped on rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their theme music when they came off the elevator fit them too. That creepy, like, porn music.
Yeah. That was gross.
It was creepy. It was.
It was as gross as Ray and Lucy in the barn. Which, speaking of Ray and Lucy in the barn, that was my low point in this episode, was Lucy finding Ray in the barn yet again in this episode. Right. And she's God.
Like,
hold me. Right. I'm like, girl, please, stop making this about you.
I just want to feel alive.
I feel that they already don't know what to do with her, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. This was like another filler thing for her to make her have a scene.
Right.
And it was so gross because I was like, she was like, I just want to feel alive. Well, are you trying to have sex because your granddad's in the hospital? What's going on? I don't understand.
Right.
So.
Again, we need to
granddaddy's
get.
Sick.
We need to get Lucy a therapist. Like all the therapists.
Exactly.
And this is the first time we hear Miss Ellie's famous line whenever there's a crisis. get ready to stand by. Stand by for what?
Right.
What are you standing
to
by
run
for?
The ranch. To run the ranch, Josh. To run the
He's
ranch.
He's already running the ranch. Lucy, do you know the office number? It's in the phone. It's in the book by the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, what's the name of the ambulance on the side of the ambulance? I'm like, what?
Right.
Is that a thing?
I think it was which hospital, but like... There's probably only one ambulance that's going to drive to Southwark, which is the Braddock Hospital.
Right, which is where JR mistook him when he shouldn't have, when they should have taken
right,
him
to Dallas Memorial.
Dallas Memorial, right. Which reminds me of the shape of it reminds me of the Contemporary Hotel at Disney World. I don't know why.
Huh. Bobby has a line in this episode which he says, it probably takes some getting used to, like avocados.
I heard that.
And I was like, do avocados need getting used to? Like, what?
I still haven't gotten used to avocados.
Ugh. Really? Ugh.
Well, what's so funny about that is I was watching an old episode of 90210 last night, and she called them avocado heads.
Who called who?
So I thought that was really funny that I watched Valerie said all those kids are like avocado heads. Like they're dull. Yeah, and so then I watched this episode again today at lunch at work just to watch it, you know, to make sure I knew everything. And when he said that, I was like, I just heard that last night. Creepy. Creepy.
And did you notice this was the first time Dr. Danvers appeared, but he was played by Dan Ammerman?
Okay.
And not John Zaremba, the little old guy with the white hair and stuff.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And this guy actually, Dan Ammerman, returned as JR's doctor in episode 56. He was a Farlow doctor in episodes 132 and 137. Hmm. John Ross's custody judge in episode 202, and Lucy's banker in episode 209. So that was a
he had a lot of different things. Yeah. And then this episode, it has a very glorious Sue Ellen moment.
Which was
when she's totally, she's drunk, and she's totally, like, planning her takeover of Southwark, where she's, like, spinning around in the foyer, and she gets caught by Pam, and Pam's all like, girl, what are you doing? Like, get your shit together. And then Sue Ellen just is like, shut up, Pam, blah, blah, blah. And then, but Miss Sally is there.
Throw you off the ranch.
Right. First thing I'm going to do is throw you off the ranch. And Miss Sally's all like, yeah, nobody's throwing anyone anywhere because no one's going anywhere. It's Sue Ellen.
What are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
You keeping up with the latest? You planning to rejoin the working class?
Mm-hmm. I find it more honest than waiting for Jock to die so you can become the lady of the manor.
You have a disgusting mouth.
Oh, I beg your pardon. What was that you were doing up on the stairs? Checking for termites?
If it does happen, and when I do take over, the first thing I'm going to do is throw you out.
No one is taking over. Not while I'm alive.
As long as I'm alive. Right. And right. The way they layered that scene, Pam was at the bottom, like right. In the thing. Sue Ellen is in the middle of the stairs, and Miss Sally's above Sue Ellen, like the hierarchy.
Because hell yeah, she is.
And we also saw the upstairs hallway a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So we never really saw that curved, and there was a door behind Sue Ellen that went to God knows where that we never saw again.
Right. And this is also the first tidbit of a storyline that's going to last until the 2000s. Which is drilling on Section 40.
Yes, I noticed that too.
Yes. And did anyone notice when the ambulance went up on the highway, it drove by what were going to become Cliff's offices in the later years, the gold buildings?
I 100% did not notice that.
I didn't either.
First appearances of Cliff's offices, nice. Even though they weren't his offices. Miss Ellie had a great line. Pam, you're a Ewing now. He's your responsibility.
Yes,
handle us.
I also had that written down.
I had it too. I was like, what the hell, Miss Ellie?
Miss Ellie's like, I don't have time for all these boys' shit, so I'm putting it on. If he's your husband, you deal with it.
Oh, God. Right. You know,
angry Pam on a horse again.
Angry Pam on a horse. Is this the first time we see Bobby on a horse?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
I thought so.
Of course we do. Of course, we did have whiny Pam a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that is my bad, is whiny Pam.
It's the beginning of their conflict. The beginning of their conflict over Pam wanting to work.
Right, which is, you're going to hear a lot about this from me because this fucking pisses me off about Bobby. Because Bobby.
You don't want He didn't want her to work?
Yeah. Like, what?
I know. Women's lib.
I want you to sit at home and do nothing.
Sit at home and do nothing and get bored and just drink all day. That's what I want you to do. Like, what? Just...
And then you can have your Lady Macbeth moment and
right.
squirrel on the stairs.
Yeah.
That really bothers me, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know. But it continues.
It does. And you're going to... I'm going to complain about it every single
next
time.
Next episode.
Yep.
That's what kind of carries over into the next episode.
You're right.
Because everything, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Which one is this one?
The next one's Black Market Baby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. So
that is a good one.
That will be one of me yelling. And then Double Wedding.
With George Clooney's ex-wife. Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of good ones coming up.
Awesome.
I mean, I liked Bypass. So, I mean, I didn't love it, but I liked it. I'll give it a 4.5.
Well, this one also had the return of the Red File, which comes up again.
Oh, right.
I heard that. What is it, Willie Joe or Jeb? They said, I'm just the Red Files now.
Yeah,
and they met at the top of Reunion Tower, which when I was there was Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. But, this was obviously way back.
Back in the day.
Oh, and Mary, I did notice that you posted in our thing, our Thanksgiving Square picture.
Yes.
And I told Aaron today, I said, just to pay you homage in that, when I was holding my phone out, I was actually on the phone with her when I threw my phone out when Will took that picture.
Oh.
So she was there in spirit. So,
awesome.
Yeah. She loves our podcast, by the way.
Oh, good.
Aaron thinks it's hysterical. I know, Josh, she doesn't know you, but she says she feels like she knows you now. And then she misses Will.
Oh, yeah.
So Will.
We're hoping our friend Will, we are hoping to get him on the podcast, but he's in London, and the time difference is bananas.
But even just for like one episode, like a guest appearance
right.
by Will,
because
he will just throw a spark into everything.
He will, because he's hilarious.
We've already had Ken Kershaw's audio on here, so we got
to
get
so
him
So we have
here,
to get Will, 100%.
Yeah. We'll post some pictures of Will on our thing soon. I'll put it on Twitter tonight if I can. I've got a bunch.
I'll post some pictures from the different reunions on Instagram.
I should send some of my pictures over, too, with different cast members.
You totally should. Well, yeah.
And I'm a lot fatter on the 30-year reunion.
I'm fatter on the 40-year reunion, so.
That's why I was like, oh, my God, because you just had your baby not too long ago from the 30th. And I was like, she's so little. And I was like, damn it.
I lost a bunch of weight that fall for some reason. I wish I could figure out how I did that.
My weight doesn't go up.
It's stress having two children.
Oh, that could be it.
Exactly what it is. I'm looking at my oldest born right now, and she just pretty much shot me a bird. So.
Ooh, you're number one.
Yeah, I am number one. She loves me.
Speaking of South Fork, when Bobby was talking to Pam about growing up, I would like to see a giant merry-go-round in the front lawn at South Fork.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would be amazing.
And without another thing I have here is without any dialogue at all, that worried look from Miss Ellie when she's waiting.
Yeah. That's because Barbara Bel Geddes is the bomb, you guys.
Yes.
She's a queen.
And that's why she's the only cast member to win an Emmy.
Queen.
She is a queen. Queen.
I mean, I think she's also the only cast member to have been in a Hitchcock film. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think I read that somewhere, actually. So, yes.
I believe so.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. We had Jock with that brief little flatline in surgery as they switched him back over. Does everyone have to flatline in surgery?
Yeah. For the drama, it's for the preview for next week, so that the week before they could be like, meh, and they'll show the flatline. Everybody's like, oh my God, Jug's going to die.
Oh, yeah, like when...
Oh, you're right.
Knots Landing died.
Oh, God, don't ruin that. Oh. Makes me so sad. Okay, I just posted a couple.
Awesome.
Josh, I have one of us on from the actual reunion, right? Yeah, where is it?
Yeah,
you posted them on Twitter?
I'm doing it right now, but there's three of us and Will, but I've got one of me and you and Josh at the reunion. I mean, at the last night.
Was that with that guy from the, what was his name? Was it Charles? Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
The one who lives in Massachusetts near me.
Yes, him and,
Who's a selectman and went up to Steve Canale and said that he was a selectman, and Steve goes, what the hell's a selectman?
What the hell is a selectman?
It's a town committee in town that towns have them. They kind of make the laws in the town, and that's
politicky.
Okay.
Yeah, it's politicky.
Huh. All right. Good to know.
There was another bit of trivia I found here. There was a bit player in this episode, Peyton Park, who is seen in minor roles filmed in Dallas during seasons 2, 4 through 6, and 10 through 10, 11. His most notable was the role of Caleb, the Haleyville hotel clerk, in episodes 284 through 286.
Oh, Haleyville. Ooh, okay.
Haleyville.
I didn't like when they're in Haleyville.
No. Jock's hospitalization was the first of many seen on the show, with every main character being hospitalized for one reason or another, and Sue Ellen was admitted the most.
Sue Ellen had some issues.
Yeah, and one of Larry Hagman's favorite storylines that involves something that he had done to Sue Ellen, but that's another story for another time.
Sue Ellen also talks about like how she's trying to involve Pam, but she just doesn't fit in. Like, she's being a straight up mean girl. She doesn't fit
in. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And that was shades of the whole first episode when, oh, we don't need your help setting the table.
Right. Like, whatever, Sarong. You can't sit at our table. And Thursdays we wear pink, you guys.
I just got that. Sorry. It took me a second.
And it's great seeing more of the JR Bobby dynamic and their conflict that they have with each other that's going to continue throughout the series.
And having, because Bobby gets way stronger, but right now Bobby's just super lame.
He's a P-U-S-S-Y.
Bobby doesn't go to the hospital to see Jock with the others. And
right.
He's working out there, and he thinks he could have killed him, but
right.
No, the My only one that could have killed Jock is Jock.
Right.
And that touching scene with him and Jock and Miss Ellie where they talked about having raised a family and we have a good life.
Because, you know, Jock probably eats bacon, like, every single day. He smokes cigarettes all the time. He's drinking.
He loves his bourbon.
He loves his bourbon. Yeah. Not the healthiest guy in the world.
Wow.
No. Yeah, there were some odd camera angles in that episode, like I said, with the cattle drive and the scene where Bobby and Pam are by the pool and it's kind of coming up from the ground across the pool at them.
Right.
And then in JR's office, it was like behind Bobby and it was like, Patrick, you're obstructing the camera. You have your back to the camera. Step to the side, please. Who directed this episode?
That would be Corey Allen, Josh.
who was recommended by Steve Canaley, because they were friends.
Oh, nice. Huh.
Another little bit of Zappo trivia.
I like that trivia.
Yeah.
I just posted them on the Ewing Barbecue, guys.
Okay. So everybody go and look at them who's listening to this. Go to our Instagram, go to our Twitter, go to our Facebook.
Twitter is at BBQ Ewing, and I just posted one of me, Josh, and Mary, and then I posted another little segment of some other ones from the same 40th, but Will is included in those.
Yeah.
It was because I wanted him to be seen.
And at the 40th, I was totally wearing my Oil Baron's ball dress. Like, it's black, and it's gold, and it has a ginormous
gold bow
on it. It's 100, and like I have mm-hmm. my hair like huge and like over to the side because it's like as if I was going to the Oil Baron's ball.
Mm-hmm. What about that woman that made that dress?
Holy shit!
And look, my hair is not big, but I'm in head to toe sequins.
You are,
so
yeah.
We are right there.
There was a lady for those of you who are not there. There was a lady at the 40th anniversary party who made a dress. Like, she laminated all of these.
I've got it.
Pictures and like magazine articles of Dallas. And then made a dress out of it.
I'm going to post it right
she
now.
She won the costume contest, and she 100% deserved it, because that shit was badass.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
I'm going to say Dallas.
I was going around Facebook Living for Ultimate Dallas at the time.
Yeah.
And people were coming up to me asking if I knew when we were getting inside and all. Like, I worked there. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're
getting
in
when you get in.
I don't know. That's right, because we were standing in line forever.
Nobody took any pictures of us when we were trying to pole dance in there, did they?
Okay, maybe. I just posted Dallas's biggest fan. I just posted her with a dress on.
Awesome.
There are pictures of us pole dancing?
There may be pictures of some people pole dancing. I'm not sure if it's you. It could be Sarah.
it was me. I have the video, and it's so funny. And my now fiance said, I cannot believe you look like a stripper. I was like, well, thank you so much. I was like, I had a little bit too many...
We had a lot to drink
so
that night.
Fun.
Yeah, it was.
We did.
Fun. And
it was wonderful.
So I think that's the same bar that they went disco dancing at in.
I think so too.
That episode, which I forgot to mention when we watched that episode.
How can we confirm
they
that?
They did use that for a bar many times on the show.
Okay.
And I think it might have been one where like Ray and Bobby were like, or they went to get Bobby after his divorce.
Oh, right.
Or Pam filed, and
spoiler.
He went out and just. Well, we know they get divorced.
Right. Sorry, first time listeners.
Damn it, Josh.
I have a friend, Anita, who is watching along for the very first time with us. And so, but and also there's only so much we can do. The show has been out for 41 years.
41 years.
Right. So,
a little slow to the party.
Yeah. How many bourbons do we give this out of five?
I give this one a 4.5.
Okay. I'm gonna give it 4. Josh?
I'm gonna split the difference and go 4.25.
All right.
Enough. Well, as we said before, you should totally look and subscribe to us on our social media.
At BBQ Ewing Twitter.
Yes, and Ewing BBQ on Instagram and the Ewing Barbecue on Facebook. I think it's going to ask you like a question if you ask to join, a simple question, then we just approve it. It's easy. And
you're going to be approved.
And you're 100% going to be approved as soon as I check into Facebook, which is probably more often than I care to admit.
And anybody visits with Dallas Fanzine or Dallas Decoder or any of those? Spread the word with them so they can publicize too.
Right. If you have a friend who loves Dallas, just tell your friends. It's fun, right?
Tell your mom. Tell your dad.
Right. Tell your aunt.
At least one person you know.
Tell your neighbor down the street
that you never speak to. Yeah. Someone you know likes Dallas.
At least one person you know.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And keep leaving comments. We love the comments. We'll read them on the air.
Oh, speaking of that, we do have comments that I was going to read on the air before we close out.
Read the one, too. Read that trivia one that I said earlier. I really like that one.
So we have Carrie Sue Connors, who commented and said, I love the commentary on these podcasts. Hands down, though, my favorite funny commentary was, I hate that fucking wagon, which is all you, Sarah.
I was in the car on the way to the beach, and I was like, look, Scott, look, it's me. He's like, oh, my God.
She said,
and I was so excited. I was like,
you're all well, love for Dallas shows. Can't wait for the next episode. Awesome job. Eric Poison. Sorry if I'm totally I'm slaughtering your names. I apologize. Eric Poison.
He might
or
be French.
Poison. I don't
Poisson.
Know. Poison. I don't know. This is an episode, or he's talking about Winds of Vengeance. He's talking about Winds of Vengeance.
Ugh.
This is an episode I don't feel like rewatching. This is kind of what I call the trashy novel era of Dallas, and this is one of the trashiest. And you are 100% correct, Eric.
It is. It is. Revenge rape.
Revenge rape. Not cool.
Which the...
Not cool.
Jumping back to old acquaintance for a second.
Yeah.
The first scene with Maynard Anderson and Jenna and Maynard's wife, that was like something out of a trashy.
It was 100%, and she's like eating ice cream, and he's like, "You're eating again." She's like, "You know, I always get hungry after." I'm like, ugh.
I almost had to check to see if I was watching Dallas for a second.
Yeah. Oh, gross! Gross. There it goes again.
Right.
Okay. So, do we have any more comments?
That's the only.
I love to hear the people.
There's only two that I wrote down.
We want to show them all.
But you guys go on, write things, and then we'll read them. That's how we do it.
Seriously, if you are listening, we will read anything on air because I love comments and I love to talk about them.
Exactly.
So, yes, for sure.
Okay.
So I guess we're gonna wind this rodeo up for tonight.
Yeah.
And next episode, we will delve into the black market of adults.
My favorite. That is one of my top 10 of all time.
Wow.
Guys.
Awesome. I'm looking forward.
And the really scary thing is it premiered on October the 15th, 1978, which is my old anniversary from my first marriage. That makes it even more black market, baby.
Oh.
I mean, I was like, oh God, here she goes. The Pinot Grigio is kicking in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we will see you next time, guys. Bye. Right.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all come back now.
Hey, good morning, JR.
Well, you looking real good.
Well, thank you. You know, I got a hell of an idea. I thought we might go over to the club, have a drink. I don't know about you, Willie Joe, but
My friend here and I could use a little steam bath.
Hey.
It's best of you. Darling, I get any more calls, you tell them I'm out for the rest of the day and maybe the rest of the night, too. What do you say? Yeah, I tell you, call my wife, tell her I won't be in for dinner.